Only good. That is all and everything, said Uncle Fritz, who had overheard the last few words and guessed what was going on in the minds of the lads. Let me tell you a little about John Brooke, and you will see why men honor him, and why he was satisfied to be good rather than rich or famous. He simply did his duty in all things, and did it so cheerfully, so faithfully, that it kept him patient, brave, and happy through poverty and loneliness and years of hard work. He was a good son, and gave up his own plans to stay and live with his mother while she needed him. He was a good friend, and taught your Uncle Laurie much beside his Greek and Latin. Did it unconsciously, perhaps, by showing him an example of an upright man. He was a faithful servant, and made himself so valuable to those who employed him that they will find it hard to fill his place. He was a good husband and father, so tender, wise, and thoughtful, that Laurie and I learned much of him, and only knew how well he loved his family when we discovered all he had done for them, unsuspected and unassisted. Uncle Fritz stopped a minute, and the boys sat like statues in the moonlight, until he went on again, in a subdued and earnest voice.
As he lay dying, I said to him, "Have no care for your wife and the little ones. I will see that they never want."
Then he smiled and pressed my hand, and answered in his cheerful way, "No need of that. I have cared for them."